Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Seitz, and today on Episode 8, I'm going to discuss the controllable abilities, intangible qualities that we, as parents, have the opportunity to instill and nurture in our athletes, which will allow them to get the most from their physical abilities and help them prepare for life after sports. When trying to predict future athletic success, most of the time, athletes are measured and valued based on their physical characteristics. Without some natural physical ability, it is difficult to excel at a high level in athletics. However, the athletic journey is a unique one for each athlete. As much as the physical attributes matter, I believe there are other abilities that will determine whether an athlete develops fully from their time in sports. These three intangible qualities that I'm going to cover today are reliability, adaptability, and availability. It is our role as parents to introduce our young athletes to each of these abilities. Once introduced, we need to be intentional in the way we nurture and develop these intangible qualities in our kids. Every athlete, regardless of physical talent, can use sports participation to hone these abilities, enabling them to get the most from their sports journey and preparing them for life as an adult. The first one I wanted to cover today is reliability. It's defined as the quality of being trustworthy or of performing consistently well. Most coaches I know appreciate athletes they can trust. If two athletes have similar abilities, the one who will probably play more is the one who is more reliable. When our athletes are young and just starting in sports, I believe effective ways to promote reliability and to make sure that they understand what it means to be dependable are to always be on time or early for practices and games. Also, making sure they have their proper equipment, their water bottle, anything they need for practices or games, and letting them take ownership of these responsibilities is an excellent way to instill basic level responsibility. As the athletes get older and compete at higher levels, we can add to the earlier established habits by instilling and supporting athletes to be prepared physically, including sleep, proper diet, proper conditioning, and also mentally, understanding the game plan, making sure they know what their role is and executing it to its highest level, and helping their teammates also be prepared for success. If we create and reinforce basic habits of being responsible from an early age, and then we build on them, this will help us lead our athlete to be a reliable athlete that coaches and athletes can always count on to help the team be successful. The second quality is adaptability. I like to define this as the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Several months ago, I read an article on the struggles facing the United States men's national soccer team. And in this article, there were thoughts by many in the international soccer community that the young men on the United States teams have a difficult time handling any playing conditions or stadium atmosphere that is not ideal. While this is just one theory for the struggles, I think it makes a lot of logical sense. If our athletes are always training in ideal environments with a limited exposure to adversity, the opportunity to learn how to be adaptable and overcome difficult circumstances is also going to be limited. As parents, we have to allow our athletes to struggle and work through challenges. We should want our athletes to compete in environments where they are not the best players and they have to adapt. We should want coaches who challenge our athletes to strive for higher levels of performance. We need to allow our athletes to learn how to handle the emotional roller coaster of competitive sports without our interfering. Sports should be uncomfortable sometimes. Practices and training should be hard. And we as parents should welcome this. Long term, our athletes will benefit because they'll have to learn to adapt. When it comes to our athletes, I really truly believe we need to support them, and I definitely know we need to love them. Yet we need to do all of this while avoiding interference. This line between supporting and interfering can be a fine line. When I think of supporting, it means that we show the athlete love, we show that we care for them, but we allow them to own their own actions. We allow them to own their own outcomes. And as their parents, we support our athletes' teams and their programs ahead of their own personal glory. A supportive parent is a team-first-minded parent who knows that the athlete is learning the most through sports when the journey's authentically experienced without negative parental interference. On the other hand, an interfering parent is a self-focused parent who puts their own athlete's desires ahead of the team. They're the parents that will do things that cause division by complaining about lack of playing time, the coach's style, or their kid's role on the team. This doesn't help teams and it doesn't help programs. I challenge us all to strive to be a supportive parent who allows our athlete to learn to adapt, to learn through sports, and we ignore the urge to interfere so that we can develop athletes who are adaptable and have the quality of adaptability. The last intangible quality to cover today is availability. I define this as the state of being available. It is an important ability because if one is not available, it is impossible to make an impact. Clearly, being physically available is paramount to success. Yet, injuries are not predictable and many times are outside of an athlete's control. Thus, I'm going to focus my emphasis on the types of availability that are controllable: mental availability and emotional availability. For a young athlete to be mentally available, we need to help guide them. When starting out, mental availability can be as simple as helping an athlete understand the importance of giving their best effort at every practice and every game. As our athletes mature, we can begin to help them develop their ability to focus mentally and help them to prepare to play. Things like visualization techniques, helping them manage competition-induced anxiety, and teaching them how to do proper positive self-talk are examples of mental exercises that help athletes reach high levels of performance. And then finally, by high school, I believe athletes should add to their game plan preparation, understanding of their specific assignments within the game plan and what their role is to help their team be successful, all becoming part of their mental preparation. Doing these types of things will have them mentally available to their teams and their teammates. Emotional availability is a simple one for me. By high school, is the athlete able to understand the emotional state needed to succeed at their sport? Are they mature enough to avoid emotional insecurity? And what should we as parents be watching for, and how can we support our athlete? An emotionally available athlete is engaged in the competition in a way appropriate for their sport. For example, an athlete emotionally engaged in a football game will be different than one emotionally engaged in a round of golf. For an example of that would be if a golfer comes out running onto the course like a football team runs out of the tunnel to play a football game on a Friday night, that golfer is not in the proper emotional state to go and make a 10-foot putt for a birdie. They're not in the emotional state to make sure that everything's tight in their swing and they're hitting the ball off the tee into the fairway. However, on the other hand, playing a game of football would be real difficult for a player to engage emotionally in if they were playing in front of a really quiet crowd with no energy or emotion added to what they need to compete successfully on a football field. So the key really is that no matter the sport, the emotions have to be controlled to the point where an athlete properly engages in that specific competition, that the athlete's intense enough to be fully engaged in the competition, yet controlled enough that they do nothing to hurt their team or teammates' chances for success. An athlete who is appropriately prepared and engaged both mentally and emotionally is an athlete who's going to be available to help their team have success. Reliability, adaptability, and availability. These three controllable, intangible abilities are the qualities that can enhance the performance of an athlete who is average to good, good to great, and great to exceptional. I ask us, let's look at the athletes at the professional level who exhibit these qualities, and let's compare those athletes to the ones that don't have these qualities at the professional level, and let's see which ones have the most success. I truly believe when we do this, we'll find that the results will show the importance of these qualities. Also, I believe strengthening these qualities will benefit our athletes as adults because these intangible attributes will help them be top-notch contributors to their families, their work, and their communities. Youth coaches and parents, let's support our athletes in honing these qualities so that they will reach their highest level of competitive performance and they'll be ready to take these qualities with them in the future. If you believe in the influence that sports can have on the lives of our young athletes, please spread the word as I am committed to helping make the youth and high school sports experience positive for all involved. Please let people know about this podcast, share with them, subscribe to the podcast on whatever platforms you're using. Let folks know that this podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, as well as others that we're up to 9 platforms at this time where this podcast plays to. I'm also available to bring my message to groups of athletes, parents, youth sports organizations, schools, clubs, and anywhere else in which this message can have a positive impact. I'd be happy to do speaking engagements, workshops, and even customize events that are tailored to meet a group's needs. And the best way to connect so far is as follows. You can go to www.#competitionmatters.com, and at the bottom of each of the page of my website, there's a place where you can leave a message that will get sent to me, and I will respond and look forward to responding to those messages. There are also links to social media on my page. You can reach my Facebook at Competition Matters, Twitter, my handle's at AaronLeonSites1, and on Instagram, I'm at #competitionmatters, and that's all spelled out. So I encourage you to reach out and I encourage you to follow my social media, and I hope that this message is one that resonates and that will help others and be able to enjoy and get more from the sports experience and especially do so on the youth level. And with that, let's all go make competition matter.